What's your name?
Odilia Romero from the Frente Indígena de Organizaciones Binacionales, the Indigenous Binational Front.
And what is this event here today all about?
We are here with the different Indigenous communities as a way to express our feelings, our anger, our towards the cowardice action of Presidente Fox, authorizing the federal preventive police to enter Oaxaca and massacre our indigenous people, because that's a massacre of people. And also we're here to in solidarity just to denounce the assassin Vicente Fox, Ulises Ruiz Ortiz, of the killing of the journalist like Bradwell, and the most recent, which is Francisco Flores Amanuega from Noticias, that was killed this morning, because this is just too much.
Do you think they're deliberately targeting journalists?
Of course, it's a practice that the government, that we know the governments have used for years, because those are the people that are doing their work, informing the community of what's going on, giving the voice of the people out, because we know that corporate media is not going to speak up on behalf of the poor, on behalf of the hardworking people, only independent media is. So those are the two target people that have been killed. I haven't seen anybody from any corporation being killed.
Is there any corporate media there covering it?
There is a corporate media there, international media, international independent and corporate media. However, the corporate media has been distorting the information. They're claiming there's peace, everything is peaceful, the evacuation was peaceful, but no, because there's two people dead, two children. And I say children because they're 12 and 15. They had a long life ahead, and President Fox gave the okay to kill them.
So what's the current situation in Oaxaca?
The latest, we talked a while ago when we did the phone, phone call to Oaxaca, was in Juxtla Huaca, in the region of the Mixteca. They are also surrounded by PFP, so it's not only in Oaxaca City, it's also in the rural areas like the Juxtla Huaca, Huajuapan de León. They are being surrounded by the PFP, and also they are being targeted. Some of them are dressed as a common person, and they're just waiting for a repression any minute. But still, the people are not giving up, and that's one thing to really point out is that they know that the PFP is there, that there are PRI infiltrators in Juxtla Huaca harassing the communities, but the community said, no, we're not going to give up. We're going to be here until the end. And like Ulises says, they're supporting us up in the rural areas. That's not true, because the people are manifesting there as we're speaking. There's a manifestation in Juxtla Huaca, in Huajuapan de León, as well as in the Sierra. They're manifesting that they're against Ulises because he's used that saying that the Sierra Norte is with him. That's not true. The Sierra Norte is coming down off the Sierra to protest and manifest that they're not with him.
So are you saying that he's pitting the north of Mexico against the south?
No, he's putting the Sierra Norte in Oaxaca, which is a Zapotec region. He's saying it's a very peaceful, more like philosophical, cultural area of Oaxaca. And he's claiming that northern part of the Sierra Norte of Oaxaca is supporting him. But that is not true, because all the towns in the Sector Cajono, Sector Sogocho, are coming down and saying, no, you're not going to use us. So the people are not giving up. There are military there, but they're not going to give in.
I see. So what can people do who want to help about the situation for the people in Oaxaca?
One, please send like food, phone cards to the people down there, whoever you know there, send them phone cards to be distributed, food, clothing. And also be here at the Mexican consulate, wherever you are, be it in LA, in anywhere, just be at the Mexican consulate and manifest, you know, the killing of journalists, of common people, teachers, kids, because that has to come to a stop.
Are you planning any other events?
Yes, we're going to be here at the Mexican consulate every day, from Monday to Friday this week, until further notice. We're going to be here with vigils at night. And then on Thursday, we're going to continue our festivities as indigenous people, which is the Day of the Dead, who's a tradition of thousands of years, in honor of all the people that Ulises and Vicente Fox and Carlos Abascal have killed, who had sworn in the name of God there was going to be no repression. So he violated his commitment to indigenous people and by killing them.
So you're going to be here tonight?
We're going to be here tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, as well as Thursday, which is a huge event.
I see. So it's a week-long protest here at the Mexican consulate in Los Angeles.
Correct. I mean, it's pointless, but we're going to... It's pointless to even talk with them because we have sent them letters, we have sent them, and they refuse to even accept, have a dialogue with the indigenous community unless he's had dialogues with the Peru leases, Oaxacans, the elites, the business people, but not with the hardworking people.
So what are your demands?
We're demanding for the PFP to be out of Oaxaca immediately, no more repression, and for justice for all the people that have been killed, as the people that have killed them have been identified, for them to be in jail and to liberate the political prisoners that they've taken.
Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.